Justin Fluke now joined by Coach Derek Jasper. We're going to talk Troy girls basketball. The Lady Trojans are 4-6 on the season. They had two games that finished out the Twin Valley League tournament that we didn't discuss there last week. And a tight loss against Washington County, 44-41 in that game. But Saturday, you go back and get a big win over Onega to finish the tournament, 66-15. A really dominant effort on Saturday. But, Coach, just kind of your biggest takeaways, I guess, last week and those final two games at the tournament.
Yeah, Washington County, a tight loss. We had a bad quarter, which we've had several this year. We only scored 3 points in the second quarter. Dug ourselves about a 15-point halftime deficit, and it was just too much to call back from, even though we tried. We got it back to 3, got it back to 2 late in the game, and had the ball a couple times with attempts to tie it or take the lead, and had a couple costly turnovers late. They went to the free throw line, saw a lot more free throws than we did, and a credit to Washington County. They turned us over 20 times, so it wasn't a great game for us, but I thought Washington County played well. And then went back Saturday to that 10 o'clock a.m. game that we've played a lot of years, and that's a hard game to play, but played our best game of the year. I shot the ball the best we have all year, made 9 out of 23 pointers, only had 7 turnovers with 18 assists, and our scoring was the big shocker in this one. You know, Harper probably had averaged 26 a game in the tournament, and she still got her 23 on Saturday. But then we get a 10 from Allie Franken. Both of our seniors, Katie Nett and Carly Grable, turn in career highs with 9. We get an 8 out of Gracie Grable, and Nicole Judd tipped in some points also. So really balanced scoring, and that was great to see the other girls get some confidence to hit some shots, because a lot of teams do pay a lot of attention to Harper. So a really great game for us on Saturday, and just one of those once-in-a-season type games where we played pretty much perfect, and not saying the next time we play Onega that they can't beat us, but that was just our morning on Saturday.
Yeah, and I guess the big thing now is if you could build off that, if that did give the girls some confidence that they can carry forward. You have a one tough non-league game left this year. That's against Tamar Hill Mount Academy tonight instead of last night. Ben's it was postponed, but is that what you're hoping, I guess, is just that the girls can build off Saturday and play with that kind of confidence, especially offensively?
Yeah, we talked about that after the game. You know, hey, let's keep going. Let's keep playing that style. Let's keep spreading the ball around. Let's keep, making shots with confidence. Don't be afraid to shoot the ball when you're open. And we've got to have people do that. And defensively, let's come with that intensity every game. You know, maybe I can try to talk people into playing at 10 o'clock in the morning every time, because it really was good for us. Played with a lot of intensity, a lot of energy, and just kind of said, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we just play this way the rest of the season, every game, you know, and we can do that.
Well, that'd be great. And hopefully it starts tonight against Tamar Hill Mount Academy on the road. You got a long trip to Washington County as well on Friday. So a couple tough ones here to finish out this week. And then Centralia comes in next Tuesday. So a lot of games coming up, but hopefully they continue to go well. Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. We'll talk Trojan boys hoops after this break.